Okay, please state your name and your organization.
My name is Maria Isabel Paredes, and I work in the Latin American Network for Rural Extension Services, RELACER.
Okay. Tell me... Oh, sorry. Hang on. These are not the ones for the organizers. Hang on. These are the ones for... Okay. What impacts do you think have resulted from the exchanges for the current extension practices or systems?
I think that the level of the impacts is difficult to measure, but just to mention something that comes up to my mind, I think that the exchange, for example, between Chile and Ecuador had a big impact regarding the transfer of the information about competencies for extensionists. Where the Ministry of Vice Minister of Agriculture with the Director of Innovation working on this topic and learning from the work that Chile had done on that field. Besides, in the exchange of Peru and Mexico, there was also a very interesting collaboration, and they have agreed to future exchanges that will for sure improve the extension system in Peru. In Uruguay, Paraguay, the idea of a country fora was proposed, and that can have a big impact for the extension itself in Uruguay. So it's in different levels, and I think they will be big.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are some lessons learned from the planning and implementation process of organizing cross-country exchanges like these ones?
I think there are a lot. I think that one of the interesting lessons is that, well, in one hand, if you're dealing with high-level policymakers, it's difficult to work with them in the work plan. They are usually very committed to execute the plan and the activities, but we have to give much more support than what we expected initially in the planning, in developing the exchange itself. But at the end, if they are committed and if they are interested in the topics, they will really go for it. What else? Yeah, another lesson was that you don't need much money to do this. In this project, we invested $16,000. That is really a very, very low amount compared to the results that we are getting. So it's not that expensive. You need coordination, and also working with the network is what makes it possible to do this, because otherwise you can be inviting these kind of people for ages and they will not pay attention to you. Being in a network is what makes you be able to arrange such a thing in 12 countries with people all over the region. So
yeah, because you're trusted, right?
Yeah.
They trust you.
Yeah.
They know what you can do. Okay. I'm not sure if you'll have an answer for this, and if you don't, we can skip it. But what were some areas that were strengthened in a few different countries through the exchanges, or that you see might be strengthened?
Well, the field of competencies for extensionists was an area that was worked. Then networking for rural advisory services was another important thing. Which other? I'm trying to think on each exchange. In the exchange of Dominican Republic and Nicaragua, there was a lot of work on methodologies, extension methodologies, more detailed. And also the same case with Costa Rica and Honduras. They also work on methodologies for extension. So these are more or less the topics. And another thing that it's like more umbrella is the public policies on extension that were also discussed.
Are most of the countries that were in these exchanges, do they already have policies for agricultural extension?
Not all of them. I would say that they are working on it. Some of them have some level of policy but not implemented. Other are more advanced, but I think they are not the countries that have traditionally a strong policy like Brazil or Argentina. They were not involved in these exchanges.
Okay. What linkages have formed as a result of these exchanges?
Wow, that's a difficult question because I think there are too many. I imagine that I cannot tell, but there are personal linkages between people that was participating, but in some of the exchanges were more than 100 people taking a part of the workshop, so I think it's really a lot. I cannot.
That's good. And what do you think was most useful about this exercise? Mm-hmm. And maybe you can give an example.
For me, I think that it was a very nice exercise because the exchange gave content and a specific activity for the country forums. So the country forums are usually discussing, talking about extension, but these, and they always say, oh yes, I want to exchange something with my neighbor country. But this exchange gave the opportunity to plan a proper thing, to agree on the topics what they will be exchanging about. And this was very, very useful and important. And an example, well, for example, bringing the extension methodologies and experience from Nicaragua to the Dominican Republic was a very interesting thing because they presented in very different levels. So in a like centralized city where, with authorities, but they also went to the field, to a specific extension projects, and they discussed their methodologies, their new methodologies, and that's really enriching, I think.
Do you see the possibility of future collaborations coming from these exchanges? Maybe another exchange, or maybe some, you know, input country to country.
Yes, I think the exchanges will be an idea that Regaceras and Edgar will be trying to replicate with other funding. I think that also the country for us, now that they have used it, they will for sure be pushing it in their ways as well. So I think it will be replicated.
Perfect. Thank you so much.